You have one new message. Message received today.
I found out today that you can't run through a campground. You have to ran because it's past tense.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday!
Where? What time is it now?
It's time to wake up now.
Hey, that was really dumb.
Have some fun.
Is this a test?
Got it!
It's too early.
Fun is fun!
Today is such a great day!
For a Tuesday morning show.
Tuesdays are better.
This is true.
I can't wait to get started.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mine makes a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four post bed.
Couldn't understand how it worked out.
That's perfect.
While the game is perfect, let my broken heart open and rip it out. Sun got me railing, stopped me from believing. Heart may run again.
Mental illness is the road to freedom.
Now,
a demonstration.
Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday. Paul is back and the crowd goes wild.
Oh, my adoring public.
Glad to have you back, buddy.
Good to be back.
No, you were busy, but we're going to move forward here, have some fun. Okay, the crowd can stop now. Munch, how are you today, buddy?
No, keep going.
Yeah, no, the adulation needs to be heard.
Yeah.
I'm fine. It's Tuesday. Let's get to Friday already.
Adulation commencing. 888-PEN-ROD-1, 888-736-7631. Not only can you call and leave a voice message, you can also text said number. Love to hear from you right there.
Hot sauce. The hot sauce.
Paul, you like hot sauce, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I feel the heat.
What do you put hot sauce on, Paul? Let me ask you that right now.
Wings,
put it on your eggs? Eggs?
No, wings. Wings, eggs, whatever.
Yeah. Have you ever put it inside of a gym hat?
No, I have not.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, one of those. I was like, yes. I don't go to the gym. Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the singer? You heard of the singer Drake?
No, don't call him a singer. Don't ever do that again.
All right, I apologize. No. Okay. I apologize, Drake. You're not a singer. Drake, the artist, using the term loosely, he puts it inside of his gym coats, raincoats.
Why?
Apparently it kills the swimmers.
Isn't that what that's there for, too?
I think, that's just like a dam. That's just like a boom.
That's
double dose.
Thanks for the technology.
He puts it inside there, thinking it's going to help. Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
I think he took the whole Frank's Red Hot commercials too serious.
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
No, you're not supposed
to. Pizza. Your coworker's not. Whatever this is.
Yeah.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. I put that on everything.
Please don't.
No.
The news nobody needs to know.
I have some shocking news.
Penrod will read anything that is put on that teleprompter.
It's information overload on the Penrod Show.
Jerome LeBlanc, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a Tom Cruise lookalike who's been kicked off of Instagram for pretending to be somebody else. And that apparently violates Instagram rules. Did you know that?
No.
So pretty soon, Instagram will be empty because everybody on there pretends to be somebody else. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. Yeah. Burglars broke into the home of Lori Loughlin and stole $1 million worth of jewelry.
Ooh. Yeah.
I guess they got away with some diamond rings, gold chains, and a medal from her that her daughter won at the USC rowing competition.
So, wow.
Yeah. Irreplaceable, right?
Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish got a DUI early Friday morning in Georgia.
Oh, no.
She was arrested for improper stopping on a roadway and falling asleep at the wheel. She was high in the weed. Yeah.
Oh.
How bad is that? You fall asleep in the middle of the road. Huh?
Yeah.
Kind of like the cat that I saw on my way to work this morning. He must have just been sleeping. He was high on catnip. That's what I'm guessing.
That's all it was. Yeah.
Kanye West released a new track called Easy, where he threatens to beat Pete Davidson's butt for dating his ex-wife, Kim. Yeah. Now, I don't know why he's mad at Pete, really, because Kim's dated like 7 guys that I know of since her popularity. Maybe Easy should have been directed at her. I'm just saying. I don't know. You know what I mean? We're never going to know, though, if he beats up Pete Davidson, because he's always got dark circles under his eyes anyway. He could have been hit several times. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Tim Allen's going to be in another Santa Claus movie.
Oh, jeez.
About where his character's coming to terms with his advancing age and needs to find a replacement. Kind of like what's going on in our government right now, I'm thinking. I think it's almost a mirror image. Yeah.
I need a new mom. She's getting older. Okay.
Yeah. Britney and Jamie Lynn Spears are still hashing out their issues in public. You know, and I really hate to see all this mudslinging back and forth. Why don't they just have a naked pillow fight in pay-per-view? Just an idea. I just want to throw that out there. I mean,
I'd watch it.
Watch it illegally. A new A&E docuseries, Secrets of Playboy. Hugh Hefner apparently demanded group billiards 5 nights a week, drugged women with Quaaludes, and hosted a weekly pig nights with ugly prostitutes. Sweet. So he kind of ran his mansion like the Sigma Alpha Epsilon house at Northwestern. That or Bill Cosby's bungalow in Massachusetts. I'm not sure which one. Yeah.
Wow.
Bradley Cooper says filming full frontal nude scenes in the movie Nightmare Alley was intense. So he kind of likened it to billiards while camping. That's the hand grenade joke.
And finally,
rapper Cardi B is considering having her son's name tattooed on her face, but let's be honest, she's probably had worse things on her face. I just feel bad for the cleanup crew at the tattoo shop. That's information overload.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Everyone wants this to be a really fantastic, memorable show.
Penrod Radio is on.
So how often do you think the average person plays billiards per week?
Probably more often than I do.
Well, yeah, you don't want me as a litmus test, no.
But you're the only one that's married. You should have the opportunity to do that more, Munch.
You've been married. You know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Holidays and birthdays. Yeah, that's pretty much what Do you remember the guy?
Legal counsel.
Yuri Tolachenko. Do you remember this guy? We mentioned him before. He is saying that he eats meat constantly, and it helps him play billiards 5 times a day with animal passion. He eats a lot of red meat, chicken, fish, Munch.
You said he does it 5 times a day with animal, and I'm glad there wasn't a period there. Passion. There's okay.
Yeah.
All
right. All right. Cool. Well, let me rephrase that. He has it 5 times a day with dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
You remember this guy? He married his doll, Margot, about a year ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew. Hate that name.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So he married this doll about a year ago named Margot, and apparently he got upset with Margot, and now Margot's out of the picture. He divorced his doll, Margot.
He divorced his doll.
Yeah. And now he's in one of those relationships that's stupid where you have two women that you can not satisfy. He has Luna and Lola dolls.
They're still dolls. Okay.
They're still dolls. Yes, they're still dolls. He still eats his meat and can go up to 5 times a day with his dolls.
Well, at least he doesn't beat it, I guess.
What's
the story with the meat? I don't understand.
Apparently, it gives him virility to keep growing, because not only does he play billiards with his dolls 5 times a day, he plays solo billiards up to 8 times a day.
Oh, so he does. Okay, never mind. You didn't get to that part.
Up to eight.
I was presumptuous.
Times a day.
He's gonna have a grabber doing this.
Oh, he sure is. I'm mine. Wow.
Great. The UPS truck is here with my date for tonight. Banzai. She's not very sensual.
I would guess not.
'Cause she's got no genitals.
Well, these new dolls, though, I mean.
Oh, there are.
Because her mouth is electrical. Having fun with my girlfriend is always a cinch. When she's pumped up to 35 pounds per square inch, she used to be fun for me till she bust it.
Oh, that's why you got twins now.
My girlfriend is inflatable. Yeah.
More of the Penrod Show coming up.
It's time for News of the World with Munch on the Penrod Show.
We're going to keep a track of all the dumb things that you say.
Well, at least Munch's world.
We're coming off of a holiday, right? Martin Luther King Jr. Day, right? So, and then we came off the Christmas and the New Year. So, website 538.com commissioned a poll to rank America's favorite holidays. Here they are. Okay. Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, New Year Eve Day. Easter, Halloween, Memorial Day, Valentine's Day, Labor Day, St. Patrick's Day. Notice I haven't gotten to yesterday's day yet. A birthday, Veterans Day. Number 13 is MLK Day. And then Christmas Eve comes in, and Hanukkah comes in at 15. There you go.
Wow. St. Patrick's Day is low. I love that day.
Yeah, way low. Number 10,
everybody's
right?
Irish that day. That and Cinco de Mayo. You're either Irish or you're Hispanic on those
days. Yeah, exactly.
And then Columbus Day, the one day you don't want to be Native American. Maybe it would be on the list if it was more drinking. I'm just, might have made it. I don't know how, Paul. I don't know how the NFL draft didn't make this list. That should be there for sure.
The day after the Super Bowl should be a holiday as well. Just
don't
throw that
out
there. No, that's got to be a
wuss. You stop drinking at the fourth quarter, you're going to be fine for work tomorrow. In North Pole, Alaska, it's a place, a man was killed on Santa Claus Lane during a gun sale. A gun seller agreed to meet a purchaser at the local Taco Bell. Then a robbery was attempted. Bam, someone dies. So you go to a gun purchase meeting, try a robbery, and expect different results? Yeah. I don't know.
Right?
It might have been the most horrible thing to happen on Santa Claus Lane, but there was already a Taco Bell there, so that took the cake.
That was what stood out to me. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Mexico has seized 380,000 boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Special K, and other cereals. The reason? Cartoon drawings. There's a new law there in Mexico where you can't market to kids, I guess. So how's that war on the drug cartels come in Mexico? How's that? How's that working out for you?
No,
Kellogg's is going to replace cartoon characters with pictures of rolled up nose candy in a Ziploc bag.
Hey kids, new booger sugar.
El Chapo flakes coming.
El Chapo flakes.
Don't need no milk. You're going to be going in no time. The Godfather is getting a new limited theatrical release in February the 25th on the 50th anniversary of its release. That's a month away. It's good because that movie's never on TV. I don't know how.
No. Yeah, right?
No.
No.
So go to the theaters and watch a 50-year-old movie. That's news of the world.
Pinrod Radio is on.
Here I look in very sharp this morning.
The Pinrod Radio Show.
All right, we're making a little change here, guys. Do you remember the show Pressure Luck? No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
Yeah, the whammy.
Okay. So we're going to play kind of a pressure luck, but you are going to identify what's going on in this clip. All right? You guys don't know these clips.
Terrifying.
This is just some random audio I pulled off the internet. Could be something in the news. It might not be. So you're going to tell me when to stop. The clip is going to start. Then you're going to listen to it. And you're going to tell me what's actually happening in that clip. What's this all about? Are you ready? Munch, you're going to go first. Ready? Here we go. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Hold your nose and breathe out. Like blow out really. No, no, no.
Baby.
Close your mouth.
Close your mouth and your nose.
Yeah. And now.
Somebody got something stuck up their nose. A jewel. A diamond. Someone got a diamond stuck up their nose.
A diamond stuck up their nose.
Or some sort of a ring. A ring. Something.
Actually, that is the sound of somebody having a baby crab removed from their ear.
Oh.
From their ear. Yeah,
ow.
Baby crab somehow crawled into somebody's ear, and they.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's
what into the ear.
The ear hole. Into the ear hole. Yeah.
All right. That's interesting.
Paul, you were close though. I think you did pretty well. You got pretty close. Round of applause for Munch on that one. Here we go, Paul. Yeah. Tell me when to stop.
Big money, no mammy. Stop.
Yamete, so you go. Yeah, emoji de hoshii e degireba.
Oh, you should know this. Yeah.
Ping pong. Oh no! Extreme ping pong. Floating.
What do you think's happening in that clip, there, Paul?
Somebody's getting waterboarded. I think. I don't know.
No, it's not waterboarding. No, not at all. It's actually the sound of some guys hitting the roof. There was a bunch of snow on top, and all of a sudden, the snow just avalanched down on them.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
On Pinrod Radio.
Speaking of mysterious, three blondes found a mysterious set of tracks in the forest. One said, no, it's a bunny. The other one said, no, it's a rabbit. The third one went to take a closer look. Bam! Train hit her.
Oh, jeez.
What the heck?
I've got the directions off the internet.
Now, shall we get on with it?
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
A lot of people trying to lose weight as their New Year's resolution. It is kind of my New Year's resolution, but I'm not working on it until all the other New Year's resolution people have left the gym. Because they're all in the gym right now, and the gyms are super packed. So yep, I figure I'm just going
to... Huh?
Yep, that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it, Munch. Sticking to it. But today's Web Watch. And this for guys or girls. Go to MuscleWiki.com. MuscleWiki.com. And you go there, and you'll see like an outline of a human. Mm-hmm. I clicked on the man, and it automatically came up to a woman, just so you know. You know. Yeah. So you can click on like any muscle group, muscle on the body here. So say biceps. So you click on that, and then it will take you to some featured exercises that you can do to work out your biceps, in my case, here on this one. Shows you videos and everything. I think this is a pretty handy website if you want to build up some muscle. Munch, what are you laughing at?
Well,
I clicked on the biceps like you the diagram there, and the guy is pressing the wall and leaning forward. And boy, I tell you, he's going to be huge, like Schwarzenegger big in no time with that move. Well, yeah, press the wall and move forward.
You got to start slow. You know,
you go in just... crazy, man. Take the roids, get in there, just pump iron, eat a lot of protein shakes or drink them, whatever, and just go nuts. This guy's going to stand here. He's basically getting handprints on the wall.
Paul.
Now, you got to go slow. As I clicked on the woman, of course, and I clicked on her her derriere, and it pulled up a one called the glute bridge, which I'm a little worried about it. I'm enjoying watching the video, but yeah, it's the glute bridge. Sounds like a band name.
That is a good name for a band, right? Take down the glute, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight it's glute bridge.
The glute bridge.
That'd be funny. So. Yeah, I mean, you can click all over. It'll show you dumbbells, kettlebells, a lot of people trying to get in shape right now. So you click on the muscle you want to work, and then it'll take you and show some exercises you can do for that if you want to get all physical now into the new year. That's today's Web Watch, MuscleWiki.com.
Batting average, yeah, he knows it. Field goal percentages, why doubt him? If it's really important, he's got it. It's The Lighter Side of Sports with Paul Johnson.
Oh, I don't think this is going to work out.
It will. They'll be able to clock this. They were playing for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
The official gets in the way. The game's over.
Oh, my gosh.
The game is over.
Because the umpire has to touch the ball. Of course, that's ridiculous for a game to end like that, Jim. Wow, I am livid if I'm a Cowboy fan and if I'm a Niners fan.
That's the end of the game. The game is over. The game is over.
Dude, it's great. It's 2 days later, and people can't stop talking about the ending of that Cowboys-Niners game. And, I mean, people are talking more about the America's team who got eliminated than the eight teams who are still playing in the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
Of course, that includes the Titans. They get to play on Saturday. But what a hilariously funny way to end a season. You run the ball with no timeouts, and you run out of time to run a play. It's unbelievable to me. I think the people who aren't Cowboys fans, who are just sick and tired of hearing about a team that hasn't won anything in a quarter century, they reacted kind of like Stephen A. Smith did.
Did I tell you? All year long, where everybody was raving about those boys in Big D. What did your boy Stephen A. say? They ain't going to even win a playoff game. And sure enough, right on schedule, right when it really, really counts, they crashed like a cheap tent.
Yeah. I know. Wow. Munch and I were on a roll like that when we watched the end of the game. And, you know, reactions were pretty similar all across social media. People love dogging the Cowboys because people talk about them way too much. But we can let it go after today. But in the meantime, I scoured the internet for more reactions. And none other than America's favorite uncle, O.J. Simpson, chimed in. Seriously, check this out.
Why are we talking about the Cowboys? Enough of the Cowboys. You know, I see where Doritos, they have this new flavor. It's called There's a picture of Dak Prescott on the bag, and it's called Nacho Year.
Oh, wow! Oh, yeah. The murderer speaks. Yeah, the juice has jokes now. Now, Munch, be careful, my friend. The juice is off probation. He's looking for some gainful employment. I could see it now. The Daily Dad joke with O.J. Simpson. I think it's got a nice ring to it. I think you should watch out, man.
I think he'd Less kill at it, to me. Be honest with you. I really do.
I think he'd kill it. He'll take a stab at it, at least.
Every day. Wow. That's sports. Thanks, buddy.
Pinrod Radio is on.
Here I look very sharp this morning.
The Pinrod Radio Show.
Hey, we're back with Pop Culture Match Game. If you're not sure how it works, follow along. You'll see. Ready, Munch? Here we go. We go with you first.
Wow.
Hamas has claimed to have captured an Israeli killer blank armed with weapons capable of assassinating its fighters.
Wife.
No, that's not it. No. Paul?
Another wife?
It's a goat. They found a goat. It's a goat.
No. But it is an animal, a dolphin. Actually, it's a mammal, which is an animal. It was a dolphin. There we go. Next one. A trio of New York City roommates salvaged over $1,000 worth of unused blank from the trash after their influencer neighbor tossed it out. Paul?
I'm going to say prophylactics.
No.
Makeup.
You are correct, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Chalk one up for the Munch there. Ready?
Thanks.
Blank clothing could make a woman be perceived as more attractive, according to a new study. Munch?
See-through clothing.
I like where your head's at, but that's not the correct answer. Paul?
Yeah,
it was similar vein here. Sleazy clothing.
Uncomfortable clothing was the answer that we're looking for on Pop Culture Match Game.
Okay.
Are you ready, Paul? An IKEA blank called a Tobias has become very popular recently with people on OnlyFans.
It's a ring light. It kind of accentuates the lighting.
No. Munch, what is Tobias?
A bad one.
Tobias is actually a clear chair. It's a chair that's very clear, so you can see through it, see all the parts.
Tobias,
that's
right
what
now.
It's called there. Yeah, you want the Tobias.
It'll take me the whole show to build it, but I'll get one.
Yeah. The Food and Drug Administration has recently deregulated blank, the standard for which has been on the books since 1950. Paul?
Putting the Coke back in Coke.
No, that's not what it is. No.
I try.
Munch?
Amphetamines.
French dressing, believe it or not.
It was regulated? Oh, French because dressing. It came with a white flag. Oh, yeah. I get it.
No. All right. No, and finally, murderer Gary Gilmore's final words inspired Blank's slogan after he demanded that a firing squad officers pull their triggers on this date 45 years ago. What's the answer?
The NRA?
No.
Munch? NAACP. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Nike. Just do it was the correct answer we were looking for on today's Pop Culture Match Game. That'll wrap it up for this Tuesday. And the Penrod Show. How'd you do?
The Penrod Radio Show.
I look like hell. I got bags under my eyes. That's bush. Bush leaf.
Penrod Radio is on.
I don't know if you've heard about this, that there's an exhibit at the London's Victoria and Albert Museum right now. It's called Food Bigger Than the Plate. Sounds good, doesn't it, Paul?
Sounds great.
Sounds good. I mean, it's almost like a buffet. It's like a buffet.
Exhibit. As big as your head.
That's not actually what it is. However, what's in burritos is what this is. It's a cheese exhibit. I like cheese.
Man, it doesn't like be in Wisconsin.
Cheese. Yeah, I mean, they got there's all different types of cheese. However, this cheese, scientists and cheesemakers have collected bacteria from celebrities' bodily crannies, like armpits, ears, noses, and belly buttons.
It's actually not that hard. We get a clean little swab. It's a little bit like a cotton one for your ear. And then we swipe the skin, and then we put it on an agar plate where there's all the delicious food for the bacteria on there. And then we put it in an incubator where they happily grow up. and then we can start working with it.
Yeah, and they mix some milk to it, and they make human cheese. How's that sound? Yeah? So far, they've made cheese from a British rapper named Professor Green. And they made a chunk of mozzarella out of him.
He sounds hood.
Yeah. Do you remember the band Madness? Our house. Yeah, in the, sure. Well, they took the front man, I forget his name, and they made some cheddar out of him. How about that? Yeah.
That was cheddar. Pretty gross, man.
You think it's gross? Now, they haven't determined whether it's safe or not, but that's not stopping people from jumping on board and trying to make money. Listen to this.
Hello, I'm Dr. Lambert from the Swiss Institute. We've teamed up with Velita to introduce new celebrity cheese. This is cheese made from the bacteria from the cracks and crevices of the biggest celebrities, like Donald Trump.
Make sure you try some of my Famunda cheese. It's fabulous. It's really the best cheese that has ever been made, okay? It's made directly from the sweat of the very fertile presidential bone.
Kim Kardashian.
Science is such a real influencer, so I'm happy to lend my body to create a Gouda experiment.
Sam Elliott.
You need to try my cheese. It's aged like me, and it's made from sweat from my upper lip hair and pure Rocky Mountain spring water.
So stop wasting time. Get yourself some celebrity cheese.
Thank God they didn't ask Kanye. He's a real monster.
New celebrity cheese.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Hop on that bandwagon. I'd try it. Would you try it? I'm not going to try it. That's disgusting. No way.
Yeah, thank you.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Finally, someone explains it to me in words I can understand.
Penrod Radio is on.
It's time once again for Cameo Roulette. We do it every Tuesday. I check out Cameo, see what some of these, quote, celebrities are going for. You guys got a guess to see. It's going to be a higher or lower based on the other guy's guess. We ready, Munch? Ready to spin the wheel, bunny? All right, here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Darren Woodson, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys. This means that we can connect for all your special occasions, pep talks, business advice. I got you covered here on Cameo.
All right, we got Mr. Woodson. Darren Woodson, how much is he going for, Munch?
Well, because Cowboy fans are complete meatheads and morons, I'm going to say he's $600.
Paul, is he higher or lower than $600?
It's not Troy Aikman. Lower.
You are correct, sir. Yes!
$128 is how much
that's
you can
it?
Get Mr. Woodson
that's
for. $128.
God, it's Darren Woodson. Number 28 had to be.
Yeah. So, all right, here we go, Paul. We're spinning the wheel for you, buddy.
This is Tommy Chong here on Cameo. Man.
Oh, nice.
So listen, you want me to roast your mama or give a shout out to your little sister's birthday party or anything, man, give me a call. Want me to insult your friend? I can do it.
All right, man. Oh. How much for Mr. Tommy Chong, Paul?
$300.
$300, Munch. Is it higher or lower for Mr. Tommy Chong?
I want to say higher just for the connotation, but I'm going to say I'm going to say lower.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, Tommy Chong, $150 on Cameo.
Wow. Oh, right, I would totally spend that to roast today. You guys.
Yeah, if you want to book them. All right, here we go. Cameo Roulette. We spin the wheel.
Hey, guys, it's Joe Gatto. I'm here on Cameo now. So if you're looking to get a video for me to say hi to somebody or whatever you need, I'll be here when I'm not playing with my rescue dogs.
He's actually the guy that just...
Thanks so much for checking out, and have a great day.
Shut up, Joe. He's actually the guy that just left Impractical Jokers. He was on that show, Impractical Jokers.
Really? So,
yeah, how much is that?
Spinning off now.
Yeah, how much
is Joe
Gatto?
I'm spending zero on this. I have no idea who this cat is.
Well, you have to guess what he's going for.
$54.32.
Higher or lower, Paul?
Higher.
You are correct.
You are correct, sir. Yes.
$225. He's our highest today on Cameo Roulette.
We don't even know who he is.
Of course, we're not advertising for Cameo. We're just making fun of the celebrities and how little that they get on the website, cameo.com. More on the Penrod Show coming up.
Penrod Radio is on.
Time to make the donuts.
The Penrod Radio Show.
You know, nobody wants to work anymore, these youngsters. They want to go to YouTube and become YouTube famous. Everybody wants to be an influencer, whether it's be on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram. They just want to make that easy money out there. And Forbes put out their list of the highest paid YouTubers.
Oh, God, it's going to make me mad.
It's going to make you mad, Munch. It really is. Because it's absolutely insane what some of these people are making. And we're going to start with the bottom of the list, number 10. We're just going to the top 10 here real quick. The bottom of the list, number 10, is a guy named Preston Arzament. Preston Arzament. Now, he's number 10 on the list making, are you ready for this? $16 million.
What?
Playing Minecraft and other video games.
Minecraft?
Oh, my God.
Minecraft, yes. He plays Minecraft. Number 9 in the list. We're very familiar with this fella. Mr. Logan Paul. Logan Paul's number 9 on the list, raking in $18 million a year.
Someone want to box him out. Can we set it up so that I do it?
You want to box? Great. I think he'd whoop your butt, to be honest with you.
You think so?
I do. Moving on. Number 8, Munch likes these guys. Dude Perfect yes. brings in about $20 million a year.
They're amazing.
On YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now, how about this? Ryan Kajai started YouTube at the tender age of 4, reviewing and playing with toys. Now, he's 10 years old. He's got a whole business team working for him, and he makes $27 million
playing with toys.
It's accurate. It's right out of Forbes magazine. Number 6 on the list, Natasia. I don't know. She's only 7 years old. She makes $28 million. Pretty much playing with toys. Yes. Number 5, a guy that goes by Unspeakable. His name is Nathan Graham. $28 million playing Minecraft. Rhett and Link. Yeah, Rhett and Link. These guys are actually pretty good. They do good Mythical Morning. I've watched their thing before. They bring in $30 million.
Jeez. Okay, I know them, yeah.
Markiplier, $38 million at number 3. Number 2 on the list, Jake Paul.
Punch him, too.
$45 million.
Oh, come on.
And the person that makes the most on it, Mr. Beast, Jimmy Donaldson, $54 million on YouTube. How is that? Yeah. Maybe we should be influencers.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. On
Penrod Radio. I had a dream that I was watching YouTube videos on how to turn large animals into cars. Yeah, yeah, it was the Taxidermy channel.
Oh, my God.
Penrod Radio is on.
Hit the radio.
The Penrod Radio Show.
The name game. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Burley, Beefine, Mo Merrily.
A lot of weird names out there. They pop up all the time. I don't know if you saw, there was a guy named COVID. He used to think it was cool, but now he doesn't think it's so cool. Not at all.
Not anymore.
And some parents now are catching heat because they wanted to name their kid Satan. Satan.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know who has to deal with a lot of names? People that work in schools. Unfortunately, they don't have to deal with the kids quite oft, but they do. The receptionist that works there.
Sure.
And there's a girl named Penelope, I think is her name. She on TikTok, and she goes by the school office lady. The school office lady. And she's basically breaking down what these kids' names translate to. Like, she says, any kid, boy who's named Liam, or starts with an L, your kid cries. Cries a lot. Really? Tears aren't even real, though. That's basically how she's breaking it down. And she goes on. Like, if the kid's name is Rex, well, what does Rex mean?
He's overly opinionated, and he inserts his comments when they're not necessary. Tone it down, dude. Tone it down.
Wow. She's pulling him out right there, calling him out. How about Lexi? What if your daughter's name is Lexi?
Sneak, 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 sneaky, sneaky, sneak, 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 sneaker, 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 sneaky, sneaky, so sneaky.
Apparently Lexi's sneaky. Yeah.
I didn't get that. I don't know.
She's a professional?
I guess. I mean, she works at a school, so she's got to know how kids react to everything. And this is just based on their names, what their name says about them. You know, how about Xavier? Have you met any Xaviers? I've never met an Xavier in my life. But she has apparently.
Xavier! Oh, f- You can't hear me. I swear to God. He's not, I don't know if he's not listening or he just can't hear me. I don't know.
He's just not paying attention. Yeah, that's what she thinks about kids.
My name's Xavier. I don't have to listen to you.
Now, I do know one Xander. I actually used to work with a guy named Xander.
Me too.
Yeah, Weird, right, Munch? Well, what does she say about Xanders?
You thought Xander was going to be a girl. You did. And I can tell. You were probably your last one. And you thought he was going to be a girl. He wasn't. He was another boy.
Yeah, Xander, could have been a girl. And finally, I've never had a child, I mean, in coaching or none of my kids' classes named Onyx. Have you ever met a kid named Onyx? Slam it. Let's go. What did she say about Onyx?
Your super awkward, dorky, hipster parents somehow bred a marginally cool child who's still a hipster and who's probably still
like
there. But what I really want you to know is that if you calm down and get out of your head for 5 seconds, you can take your combat boots and knit stockings and walk your ass to the nearest co-op in Portland and change the world.
There you go. You can follow her if you want. School office lady. Go check her out. More of the Penrod Show coming up.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Thank you all for being here. Let's get started.
Penrod Radio is on.
Good morning. So before we get to the latest from the CDC, what'd you learn today, Munch?
I learned that by eating meat, protein, you can really up your extracurriculars, if you will. A lot of protein, especially if you have blow-up dolls, you can't say no. That's all I'm saying.
Find a human.
Makes it easier, right? Paul, what did you learn today, buddy?
I love cheese, but I'm a little disgusted after the kind of cheese you've been showing us today.
Yeah.
This is former President Donald J. Trump. Make sure you try some of my Famunda cheese.
Whoa.
It's fabulous. It's really the best cheese that has ever been made, okay? It's made directly from the sweat of the very fertile presidential.
Oh my God. Why?
Yeah. I'm going to take a cheese break.
It's a mask. It's a mask. Heaven's sakes, it's just a mask. You can shout. You can glare. But listen, Karen, I don't care.
There's some news coming. New news. Coming out of the CDC, not sure if you've heard about this. So these single-layer masks, you know, these cloth masks you can buy at the Walmart, any gas station, whatever, your grandma's making them. Yeah. They're no good for stopping the coronavirus. Not at all.
Newsflash.
They say, they're not any... Exactly. Why? I mean, they're not the good ones, but they say stop wearing this. That's one thing that has come out. And Dr. Fauci actually is warning right now that the... Omicron may not be the end of this pandemic. And he said there's a high probability of another variant which could emerge that would evade the immunity of everybody. So I don't know if there's an end in sight for this or not.
Yes, there is. It happened
a
month and a half after it started.
Yeah.
Sheep.
But there's more things. There's really something else that we got to be warned about. And the people who have pets, something they need to think about with this. Especially these specific pecs, reptiles. If you have reptiles, you definitely have to be careful.
You could get very sick from petting your lizard. Do not touch your bearded dragon, or you might contract salmonella poisoning. CDC reports outbreaks in 8 states from people suffering from reptile dysfunction. These reptiles carry salmonella germs in their droppings, so avoid kissing or snuggling with your bearded dragon. Nobody wants to experience reptile dysfunction.
No.
This information is very important. Be sure to wash your hands after touching your lizard so you don't suffer from RD, reptile dysfunction.
Yeah, be careful out there with them lizards. Have a great day.